Hey, this summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland from the Northland and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Our guest this morning was also the previous artist that we just heard here on KUMD. I'm kind of not used to musicians being poets and poets being musicians, even though I know intellectually that they kind of have to be. Brian's book, The Stuntman, was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the poetry category, and he joins us this morning via Skype from London. Could this program be any more sophisticated, Brian?
This is pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, technology is kind of an amazing thing. So, first of all, it was so cool to discover that you've been in our studios for a Live from Studio A session with your musician hat on, and now here you are with your poet hat on. Congratulations on the nomination.
Hey, thank you so much. I love the station. I'm so glad to be back in there virtually.
You certainly are. So tell us a little bit how your book, The Stuntman, your poetry collection, represents Northeastern Minnesota, how it kind of fits in the whole NEMBA vibe.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you just mentioned, you know, that it is rare to find poets who are also musicians and vice versa. And one very prominent poet slash musician happens to be from that part of the state. And I'm, of course, talking about hometown hero Bob Dylan. For me, as a songwriter and poet growing up, he was not just one role model, but kind of the only role model. Certainly my biggest inspiration, both as a writer of poems and as a writer of songs. So The Stuntman is a book that is in many ways a tribute to Bob Dylan and his upbringing on the Iron Range. I spent a lot of time up there doing research trips and visits and talking with miners and talking with, locals, mostly in the town of Hibbing and Chisholm. And then talking also to people who grew up with Robert Zimmerman and, you know, went to high school with him and all that. And then the book, The Stuntman, is sort of a collection both about, Bob Dylan, the person, and then also about Bob Dylan, the myth, and a lot of stuff about the towns of Hibbing and Chisholm in there, too.
So how is Bob the Stuntman?
So that is a great question, and thank you for asking it. It's very astute of a question to ask. Basically, Bob Dylan, what amazes me the most about him is that he was able to adopt all of these different personas in order to become this gigantic cultural icon. And so in my mind, he was behaving sort of like a stuntman, like he was taking these risks. Like the character Bob Dylan was taking risks that the quieter, more thoughtful, maybe core Bob Dylan or Robert Zimmerman wouldn't have been able to take. And I really admire that kind of propulsion that his voice has by being kind of a caricature of himself. And that's what I was trying to conjure with this idea of the stuntman. And then, for me, it's my first book of poems also, and so I think I was trying to draw on some of his bravery and some of his, permission that he's able to grant himself by sort of making myself into a stuntman, too, and writing with a voice that is obviously very different from my songwriting voice, and that's also pretty different from my speaking voice or my typical, quiet self. It's a loud book written by a quiet person.
I like that. It's a loud book written by a quiet person. Some of the poetry is very accessible to people who don't read poetry a lot. And I'm thinking in particular of a couple that I adored. The List of Scenarios is one that I thought was wonderful. Also, Domestic Space Race, I thought was fabulous. It helps a lot to understand some of the backstory about Bob Dylan and Dylan's presence and inspiration for the collection. Something like Narcissus the Debutante is not as accessible, and we don't often get the opportunity to talk to a poet and ask a poet How do you unpack a poem? How do you go about getting at what the poet intended if you're maybe a new reader to poetry?
Sure.
And you don't want to be that person that rolls their eyes and goes, I can't understand this. You know, how I love a guidebook to understanding how to read poetry better, because if you love poetry, you always want to learn to read it better.
Oh, amazing. What a wonderful question. I am aware of that sort of disparity where there are some, I call them user-friendly poems and some non-user-friendly poems. And I think that with the ones that are a little more challenging, you know, the main piece of advice that I have to anybody, and this is a conversation, my parents especially are wonderful, and my dad is from Minnesota, and I love them, and they're very supportive of my work as a poet, but they're also kind of baffled by it. Like, they didn't know how they ended up with a poet for a son. So I explain this to them quite a bit. The idea is essentially that, like, when we encounter a poem, it works really well to approach it the same way that we would approach a piece of music, like a piece of instrumental music, where you just let it wash over you. And instead of trying to analyze it or to worry about what the right answer to the poem might be, just allow yourself to experience it however you innately experience those words, and sort of hold off on any feeling that you might have to write an essay about it or that there's a right answer, because very often poets write in a way that doesn't demand an essay be written about their poem, and doesn't necessarily have to make, it's not that it doesn't make sense, but it makes a different kind of sense for each reader. Does that make sense?
It will be interesting and challenging in 20 years when your work is being assigned to students and the students listen to this interview on their ancient technology and they say, but I've been assigned to write an essay about this.
Oh man. Yeah. I am setting myself up for a kind of contradiction. I was recently out in Eau Claire and a class had read, The Stunt Man, for a creative writing assignment, and they specifically studied Domestic Space Race, the poem that you mentioned, and it was so cool getting to talk to them. It was a huge honor for me, and it was the first time that I had had that experience, and I went and visited the class, and I was amazed at all the different things that they had gotten out of the poem. Many of them were exactly on point and exactly what I had intended for readers to get, so that was very satisfying, and at the same time, there were lots of readings that were totally valid and meaningful and awesome that were also very different from my intention. And I think that, you know, that's maybe the most important takeaway message, is just that just because some of the students had an interpretation that aligned with mine does not actually mean that those writers were any more correct than the ones whose interpretation was different from my interpretation. As long as they felt something from it, I think it's a success on all fronts.
That's fantastic. Brian, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thank you for making one of our first, like, Uber Tech Minnesota Reads episodes go so flawlessly. Have a wonderful trip, and hope we have the opportunity to schmooze again sometime.
I will very much be looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Brian Laidlaw joined us this morning via Skype from London. Yes, we here on Northland Morning are exactly that cool. His book, The Stuntman, was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the poetry category. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.